Es hat also sagen, dass der Bachrecht der Schagen, wenn wir Juden sagen, dass wir da auf Beis. Perik Bari Shaina, Perik Shaini. Sagt der Mishnah, dass der Schmai initially any kind who wanted to do the Trumas Hadashin could do it. If a number of Kahanim wanted to do it, they would have a race up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and the one who would reach within four Amos of the Mizbeach would be the winner, and he would do the Trumas Hadashin Avoida. If there was a tie, there would be a lottery where all the Kahanim would stick out one or two fingers, or anything other than the thumb, and the Kohen in charge would choose an arbitrary number and choose a Kohen based on the counting of the numbers of the fingers that were out. However, once happened, the two Kahanim were racing up the ramp, and one pushed the other, who then fell and broke his leg. The Chum instituted from then on, the Kohen would be chosen based on a lottery process only. There were four lotteries in the Mikdash each day, and this was the first one. Frek the Gemara, why was the Trumas Hadashin the only avoida that wasn't initially chosen via lottery? Gemara says, because initially it was thought that because this is a night avoida, meaning it's done before daybreak, it wouldn't be thought of as important by the Kahanim, and therefore it wouldn't lead to any arguments, because not that many people would want to do it. However, once that story happened that was brought down in the Mishnah, they instituted that the Kohen should be chosen via lottery. Frek the Gemara, offering the limbs and the fats of Mizbeach, it is done after the avoida, which is at night. It's also a night avoida, and still was always done by lottery. Gemara says, offering the limbs and the fats is considered to be the end of the daytime avoida, and therefore it was always considered important by the Kahanim, and therefore they always did it by lottery. For Akhtamar, Trumas Hadashin is also considered the beginning of the daytime Avoida, because like we found in Rabbi Yechon, instead, if a Kohen washed his hands and feet when it was still night in preparation for the Trumas Hadashin, he doesn't have to rewash his hands for later Avoidas, because he has already done so for the beginning of the Avoida. So Trumas Hadashin is considered to be the beginning of the day Avoida. So Avada, they gave it to Chashivas, the same Chashivas. Mar said Rabbi Yechon should be understood as saying that he has already washed his hands for an Avoida. Not that he has done so for the daytime avoida, meaning the Trumas Hadashin. He washed his hands for an avoida, but it was never thought of as being the beginning of the daytime avoidas, and therefore was thought that maybe a lottery is not needed because people won't be machshavah, they won't come as much. However, when they saw what happened, they instituted a lottery. Because another terrorist, initially they thought that the Kahanim would oversleep and that there wouldn't be a lot of demand to do this Trumas Hadashin. When they saw that the Kahanim did come and they wanted to do the avoida and that they fought over it, like the story of the Mishnah, they instituted the Kohen should be chosen based on lottery. Why did they not initially also think that the Kahanim would go to sleep rather than come and offer the limbs and the fats, which is done at night? Mara says it's easier to stay up late at night than it is to get up early in the morning. Frek Gemara, Brais says that choosing the Kohen for the Trumas Hadashin by lottery was necessary because the winning Kohen would also arrange the fire on the Mizbeach and add two pieces of wood. Our Mishnah says the lottery was because of the story. Which one was it? Ravashi said initially they thought the Kohanim wouldn't come, so no lottery was necessary. After the story in the Mishnah, they instituted a lottery. However, that caused Kohanim to stop coming because they felt that it wasn't worth coming for the small chance of winning the lottery. The Chum therefore said whoever wins this lottery also arranges the fire and adds the wood. That resulted in making sure the Kohanim show up for the lottery. Mishnah said, Rapapa said, it's clear from the Mishnah that the Mishnah refers to the winner of the race as the first to reach within the four Amos of Mizbeach. Rapapa asks, for purposes of this race, is the Amo of the base of the Asar of the Mizbeach, the ledge around the Mizbeach, is that considered to be part of the Mizbeach, and the one to reach within four Amos of that Asar wins the race or not? Take Ublaif Tashilo. The Mishnah said, Vim Hayu Shneim Shavin Hamemuna Oimer Lehem Natsbiu V'chulu. Why do you have to count fingers? Why couldn't they count the Kahanim directly? The Gemara says we see that it's also to count Yidin directly, even if doing so for a purpose of the mitzvah. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Ashi each learned this, although from a different sukkim, from the fact that Shaul counted the soldiers indirectly by counting something from them instead of counting them directly. Rav Lozo says someone who counts the Yidin is over a law because the pasuk says V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol ayom asher lo yimad. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that he's over two law because the pasuk then says V'lo yisafer. Rabbi Yonasan asked, first the pasuk says that the Yidin will be able to be counted, and it says it won't be able to be counted. Which one is it? The Gemara says, when they do the Ratzon Hashem, there'll be more than can be counted. If they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, they will be able to be counted. The second Torah says, Hashem can count them, but people, human beings, won't be able to count the Yidin. Rabbi Neloi by Yidin, name of Shmuel, said, the pasuk says that at first Shaul counted the soldiers based on a piece of pottery, later he counted them based on the lambs. We see that one who's appointed leader becomes wealthy because he used his own lambs to count, so he had that many lambs after he became leader. Zechnemar, when Shaul was commanded to kill all the people and the animals on Molech, the pasuk says, "Vayorav benachal." This teaches that Shaul argued that it would be improper to kill out all the innocent animals and children. Abaskal came out and said, "Don't be overly righteous." Al tehit tzadik harbe. When Shaul ordered the killing of all the kahanim of the city of Noiv, then Abaskal came out and said, "Don't be overly wicked." Al tirsha harbe. Avuna points out that Shaul did one Aveira and ultimately suffered because of it, whereas David did two Aveiras for which he did not suffer. Shaul lost the kingdom for failing to kill Agag. David had Uriah killed and counted the Yidden, and he didn't suffer for either Aveira. David also did the Aveira Batsheva. He was punished for that by having three of his children, Nebuch, die or killed, and his daughter becoming an Anusa to her own brother. Fekmar, for counting the Yidden, he also got punished by having a plague break out among the Yidden. Dagmar, it wasn't a personal punishment. Fekmar, for Batsheva, he also didn't get personally punished. Mar says he did because he got Saras. Fekamar, according to Rav, he got Saras for accepting Lashon Hara. Mar says he got punished by being told that after Shloimeh, the kingdom would be split between Yehuda and Yisrael. Zakhtamar, the Pasuk says that Shaul was a year old when he became king. Yehuda said it means that he was like a year old with no Averis. Fekamar, Rav Nachman, he's like, yes, maybe it means that he was dirty and money like a one-year-old. Rav Nachman then had dreams where Malachim of terror appeared to him. He realized that this came to him because he said disrespectful things about Shaul. Rav Yehuda Neim Shmuel said the reason why Shaul's leadership did not last is because he was too genealogically pure. He was too pure. And Rabbi Yechanan taught that a leader has to be somewhat flawed so that he can never become a Baal Gaiver. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Rav said Shaul lost the kingdom because he was not particular about his honor. He was Moichel al Kavoidai, and a king's not allowed to do so. Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, said a Talmud Chacham who doesn't take revenge or bear a grudge is not considered to be a true Talmud Chacham. In fact, the Pasuk says, Lo Sikam v'lo Sito, you're not allowed to take revenge or bear a grudge. Mar says that's regarding monetary matters. In fact, Mar Bryce says that even in other matters, someone shouldn't take revenge. Mar says that Talmud Chacham himself shouldn't take revenge, but he should allow others to take revenge for him. Fedakma Rava said, someone who doesn't take revenge and allows the one who harmed him to go on is awarded forgiveness for all his averus. Mar says, Rava was discussing a case where the one committing the harm has asked for forgiveness. If he has not, there is no need to let the matter go.